It's the common rush in mass media to dismiss the academic or the intellectual, or to accord little importance to the artist. It's exactly what Robert Siegel takes pride in working against at NPR, and why he considers himself part of the classroom. It's the reason he undertook a project exploring what would have happened if there had been no First World War.
The chains of events that are set off by something that happened several thousand miles away, perhaps many years ago, come to affect us in all sorts of odd ways. Our lives have been created by strange foreign events. As Americans, you know, we have been accustomed. I don't know how true this is going to be in another 20 years, but we've been accustomed to being in the driver's seat and setting off events that affect other people's lives.
But engaging in anti-intellectualism in order to appeal to those who aren't naturally curious isn't serving anyone, according to Siegel.
Well, one of the functions of journalism is to reach out to people who might not bring their curiosity with them at full bore. We also should accept that some people really don't care about these things.
It's a fine line, says Siegel. It's all art and no science. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.